Today's Gospel we are continuing to read from the Sermon on the Mount. Today's a good point to remind ourselves that the Sermon on the Mount is really all about discipleship. It's all about following the path that Jesus himself walked, because that is the path that leads to eternal life. At the beginning we explained how the Beatitudes are this kind of interior biography of Jesus, or a word picture of the very life that Jesus lived. And so too in today's Gospel, in the instruction that Jesus gives us to turn the other cheek when we are struck, or when pressed into service for 1 mile to go for 2 miles, we're reminded that it really is the exact path that Jesus himself walked. That Jesus, though he is infinitely strong, chose to manifest his power in weakness. He chose to manifest that he didn't come to use his force or use his power to dominate, but ultimately to offer his life as a gift for others, for us, and for our salvation, and thereby showing us the path to salvation, and really the path to perfection. When we look at the Beatitudes and today's Gospel, I think we're also reminded that part of our fallen human nature very much wants to fight against the path that Jesus lays out for us. In other words, we see within ourselves very much the tendency of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Seems to be, in many cases, the normal way of reacting, and unfortunately, sometimes it seems not only an eye for an eye, but 10 eyes for the first eye which is taken. I think the events of the recent month or so have kind of highlighted how normal and how much a part of our fallen human nature is this reaction to want to strike out with the exact same thing that we have been stricken with to begin with. And so it really takes a conscious effort and attachment to God to be able to live the path that Jesus calls us to live. I think one key in today's Gospel is to really emphasize that Jesus says, "I tell you," and he really personalizes those commands that he gives us to turn the other cheek, to go for the extra mile, to hand over your tunic when they ask for your cloak. Because oftentimes with a difficult passage in the Gospel, such as one that we read today, that kind of goes against a little bit our instinct for self-protection, or this kind of a thirst for a strict justice of an eye for an eye, we need to be reminded that we don't need to extrapolate to all sorts of hypotheticals and kind of deflect the teaching of Jesus away from us, but rather to say, how does this teaching impact my life? Because I think surely when we look into our own hearts, this tendency of an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth is very much there. Probably for you, as it certainly is for me, when I go out driving, if somebody cuts me off, my immediate reaction tends to be one of a harsh word, or perhaps of a honk, or to return a honk for a honk. Perhaps when we hear a slighted or backhanded comment coming our way, or a sarcastic comment coming our way, our immediate reaction is to want to give one right back. When we feel hurt or have a perceived hurt from someone else, in one way or another, our desire many times can be to return that same hurt back, either directly to the person, or perhaps by complaining about them or criticizing them to someone else. In other words, there is no need to extrapolate to all sorts of theories about how nations should protect themselves, or how we sometimes are called to protect people who are in a position of weakness. But to remember, Jesus is talking about us. Within our own heart, we can find these very same tendencies for an eye for an eye. And the only heart that we really get to control in this world is our own. And to be able to say, how is it that I can follow the path of perfection and the path of discipleship of Jesus Christ more perfectly? When we're faced with a challenge like today's Gospel presents us with, I think it really reminds us of the fact that in and of ourselves, we do not have the strength to follow the path of perfection that Jesus lays out. That we really need Jesus' help. We need to be united to Jesus, and we need to ask of God his grace to be able to follow on that path of discipleship, because it is something which is very difficult and very challenging for us. And that reminds us of the essence and the importance of having a strong prayer life, of being attached to Jesus in the Eucharist and at Mass, because we recognize we really do need His help if we're going to be able to conform our life to His. And the second thing I think which it highlights the importance of is to really make a daily examination of conscience. To be able at the end of each day to look at our own heart and to think, what were the ways today where I was merely reacting to what someone else did to me, or what I perceived someone else did to me, and reacted basically with the same thing? And how is it that I can unite myself more with Jesus to follow in the path that He walked and to live according to the model of His Sacred Heart? Because it really is an effort that we need to make, and doing a daily examination of conscience to say, what were the moments of the day where I lost Jesus, or where I left Him behind, and where I wasn't thinking with His thoughts or reacting with His heart? That too is a way that we can strive to measure up to the standard that Jesus lays out for us in the path of discipleship. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward in today's sacred liturgy, let us ask God for the grace that we would truly strive with all our hearts to be united with Jesus, that we would be humble, knowing that we need God's help to walk the path of discipleship, and that we would always strive to walk down the path of the Beatitudes and the path of discipleship that Jesus Himself lays out for us, whereby strength is manifested not in retaliation, but in redemptively uniting our sufferings and our slights to that one saving sacrifice of Jesus on the cross, the same Jesus who, though He was all-powerful, chose to give Himself entirely for the sake of our salvation.